I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia will play host to next month's Democratic presidential debate. The Washington Post and MSNBC will co-host the fifth debate for Democratic presidential candidates on November 20th. Although no venue has been selected, Georgia Democratic Party Chair Nakima Williams says the event will likely happen in Metro Atlanta. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments on Tuesday in a potential landmark case involving a Georgia man and the rights of LGBTQ employees. More from GPB's Ross Terrell.
Bostic versus Clayton County, along with two other cases the Supreme Court will eventually rule on, will decide whether lesbian, gay, and transgender people are protected under the federal discrimination law. Gerald Bostic claims he was fired from his job after his employer found out he was gay. Sean Young with the ACLU of Georgia says this case is pretty simple.
People shouldn't be fired based on who they love. And I think Georgians of all political stripes recognize that all people should be treated with humanity and decency.
Young says if the ruling goes against Bostic, it'll be up to the state to pass protections for LGBT employees. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Former President Jimmy Carter is weighing in on the House impeachment inquiry. More from GPB's Robert Jemerson.
It wasn't long ago that former President Carter said impeachment would be a bad move for Democrats. But in an interview on MSNBC, the 95-year-old now says he is glad that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are moving forward with an investigation into President Trump's dealings with foreign leaders.
If the facts reveal increasing number of things that he has actually done, then, of course, impeachment is possible.
Carter says the Trump administration decision to prevent a top diplomat from speaking with lawmakers as part of the investigation is a departure from what the American people expect. He also has advice for the current president, telling him to, quote, tell the truth and to cut back on his use of Twitter. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemison in Atlanta.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say more than 1,000 people in the U.S. have been sickened by a lung illness related to vaping. A number of deaths have been reported nationwide, including two in Georgia. GPB's Ellen Eldritz reports on the outbreak's possible impact on teenagers.
Manufacturers like Juul say their e-cigarettes are designed as an alternative for adult smokers. But recent data from the state health department shows high school students who vape are also more likely to smoke cigarettes. Christine O'Mara with the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University says that's dangerous.
The nicotine level in one Juul cartridge is equivalent to the nicotine level in 20 cigarettes or one pack of cigarettes. And, of course, this increases the risk of nicotine addiction and future cigarette use.
O'Mara points out that 80% of high school students choose not to use nicotine in any form. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
The city of Augusta will pay $1.5 million to the family of a 12-year-old boy who was electrocuted last October when he touched a fence at a city park. The fence became electrified due to faulty wiring from some nearby lights. City officials say the power is off at the park, and it will remain closed until electrical repairs are completed, although there is no timeline yet for that project. And in sports, it's win or go home for the Braves and the Cardinals this afternoon as they play Game 5 of the National League Division Series at SunTrust Park. First pitch is just after 5 p.m. The Braves are looking to win their first playoff series since 2001. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.